I think the most encouraging thing is that 70% of businesses who have a website are using social media. I think what is of concern, though, is that the majority of them are finding it difficult to create content. They don't know what to say online, basically. That's one thing people are having a lot of problems with. And I think that's one of the things that needs to be addressed. There's a lot of emphasis on going to social media seminars and workshops and courses that concentrate on social media strategies and the technical tools. But at the end of the day, you need to know what you're going to say. You need to know what you're going to say to get the right attention in order to increase sales for your business.
And what's the best way, do you think? Obviously, networking through social media with other businesses is going to be one way to sort of formulate your own content. But what would you say the best way to do that is?
I think you need to start with the basics, the very practical skills you need to write good news, find good sources for news, record your own audio and video and learn how to post those online and plan properly. And that's what this course aims to do, to give you the practical skills and the ability to deliver yourself and also to make sure that you're not forgetting your website. Our survey showed that people are updating their social media more often than their websites when they could be doing both at the same time with a few keystrokes. So those are the sort of tips we want to be able to tell people about on this course.
And the idea then, so that all ways, be it through print, radio or social media, that it's multifaceted and not to do one and preclude another.
That's exactly it, Greg. I think people are very intimidated, overly intimidated by social media. It's just another platform. Whether your business is producing a flyer or a website or putting out content on social media, it's just another platform. It's the message that's most important. That's more important than the platform.